Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. Do I have to tell you that we are living in a divided and confused world? Not just divided and confused over religious and moral values, but over almost every aspect of life. You do not have to go overseas to Bosnia, or to Chechnya, or to the Middle East. Just look around in your community, in your state, and in the United States. We are often divided along racial lines, over economic, political, and educational issues. Even brother is alienated from brother, whether we are speaking of earthly families or of the family of God. Paul specifically had the church in mind in the following excerpt, but the principle applies in every area of life. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying, strife, and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? 1 Corinthians 3:1-3. The prophet Isaiah outlined the nature of Christ's work among men. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. When the Messiah actually came, the angel of the Lord said concerning him, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:14. As our Lord Jesus Christ was preparing his disciples for his ascension to the Father, he comforted them by saying, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. The Apostle Peter gave an inspired formula for loving life and seeing good days. Let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew, or turn away from evil, and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. 1 Peter 3:10-11. The three verbs are all commands, first aorist, active imperatives, and demand immediate action. They could be rendered, immediately turn from evil, and seek peace at once, and follow it now. If you read these verbs in that light, you can understand the urgency of doing what God commands in promoting peace among human beings. My friends, I am fully aware of our Lord's statements in passages like Matthew 10. Jesus said to his disciples, Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I have not come to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Matthew 10:34-36. If Jesus came into the world as the Prince of Peace, how could he use such language in speaking to his disciples? The answer is really very simple. Jesus knew there would be people in every family, in every community, and in every nation who would accept his words and live by them regardless of the pressures and persecutions. He also knew there would be others, even in our earthly families, who would resent our love for him and our obedience to his will. Have our Lord's words actually been fulfilled? They have been fulfilled in every generation since our Lord returned to the Father. Conflict, controversy, and confusion reign supreme in many parts of the world, even among religious people. Peter urges the followers of Christ to seek peace immediately and to pursue it with great vigor right now. We thank you for listening, and may God bless you.